talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we are on a getaway Friday, May 22nd, 2020, 5/22/2020, big weekend, Memorial Day weekend, kickoff of the summer. That's what they call it, the official kickoff of summer, Memorial Day weekend. Now, no Indianapolis 500 this weekend. 16, yeah, I know.
18 years in a row that I've gone to the Indy 500.
No race.
Nope.
No race. Jeff Ruth in studio with us again, and Jeff can now be heard Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Wow, I like the plug. Well,
this is what you do. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7.05 a.m., 3.05 p.m., 10 to 15 minute interviews, WZMO 104.7 FM, which isn't too far from us on the dial, so you can just dial down for a second,
yep,
and then dial right back up, and everything will be hunky-dory.
Yeah.
Now, the music on that station is 70s.
A lot of 70s, yeah. 70s. A lot of good music, music that I really like, yeah.
So now, have you become a big supporter, proponent of this station?
I'm listening a lot more the last couple of months. I really have been.
Now, what are some of the other things that are going on that station?
They do a segment on Saturday mornings. I think it's on Saturday mornings with Gil Martin and Kelly's her last name. What's her first name? They do like a garden, lawn, flowers. Sorry, Mrs. Kelly. Larry's her husband. I can't, one of those senior moments, I just can't think of her first name.
Larry Kelly's her husband?
Larry Kelly is the husband.
Of the person who's on the show.
Right, yes.
Okay.
So I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. But there's like a, they do a, kind of a, like a weekly, you know, when you can plant tomatoes and that kind of, and that's an interesting program. They do a show called Nerd Overload, which is on Saturday mornings. It's about a 20-minute show, very tech-oriented, talking about some different, you know, things with computers and that kind of thing. But it's 98% music.
Well, it sounds like an interesting station, 104.7.
Mm-hmm.
And at the old stomping grounds, WMRN, you can hear Sean Hannity.
Yep.
And Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
And Glenn Beck.
Don't ask me the guy in the morning.
Why? Some lady got mad at me because she thought I was doing that on purpose. I don't know his name.
I don't either.
And she told me his name and I forgot it again because I don't know. He's not a big name, is he?
Evidently not.
No, I can remember Glenn Beck. Now, Glenn Beck was the replacement for Tradio, right?
Well, Tradio stayed, well, basically, yes.
He starts at 9.
Glenn's on from 9 to noon.
So
right?
he wiped out Morning Magazine and Tradio.
Right, yeah.
So that's Glenn Beck now.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy from 6 to 9, who nobody knows, where do we know where he's even out of?
I don't even know that, no.
But he's somewhere.
Yeah.
He was... If anybody knows, let us know. 740-383-9944. But I've never heard it. Have you ever heard it?
Somebody gets up normally at ten or 10:30.
No.
I listened a couple of mornings that first week or so, and that was about it.
Is it politics? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's
yeah.
another politics
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
So that, it's basically politics all day there, right?
Yeah,
now.
And you can't. You just get so inundated. You just can't. You know, even if you're a politician, you can't take politics 24/7.
Why does that work in radio, though? Because obviously these people are working. Why? This is somebody who knows who it is.
Maybe somebody's going to help us out.
Somebody who knows who this person is. Go ahead, caller.
I'm so glad that Jeff Ruth is on your show.
Well, thank you.
So, the guy on WMRN in the mornings, his name is Gordon Deal.
Gordon Deal.
Gordon.
Okay.
Where does Gordon Deal brought? Do you know where he brought?
No, I don't. But they replay his face or his spiel 3 times.
Oh, so
for 3 hours he comes on at 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and it's the same show.
Oh well, that's really good.
That's just
wow.
WMRN is.
So do they run him then 8 to 9 also?
That I don't know, because I usually listen to his show for an hour because I'm up at 6, and then I go to 6:10 WTVN, and then after 8 o'clock, that's when I turn Scott on.
Okay.
So that's my. Since you're not there to listen to anymore on WMRN, that's my morning.
So it's the same. It's
so, yeah, I want to understand this. It's the exact same hour.
Exact same show.
3 times in a row.
3 times.
And they
he
jump
comes,
on us
he
for
comes
repeats.
On at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And he does his show from 5 to 6. Then it's a repeat. 6 to 7 and 7 to 8.
That's where Marion comes to talk.
That is stupid. but that's my routine.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah. And then we don't know what's on from 8 to 9.
No.
I'm guessing it's probably him.
The fourth time. The fourth theory. Well, thank you. That's Gordon Deal. Thank you.
Yeah, Gordon Deal. And then you, I listen to you from 8 till whenever you're off, and then when you leave, then that's when I do other stuff.
I think starting Monday, I'm just going to repeat the 8 o'clock hour at 9 o'clock. Same thing. That's how you do it in radio now.
Don't do that.
Thank you.
Glad you're there, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Wow. I didn't know that. So... We'll have to listen to. I'll have to listen if I ever get up at 8 o'clock.
Just stay up overnight. You're better off to catch it that way.
That's yeah. So, because Glenn Beck is a hard time from 9 to noon. So.
So you got Gordon Deal at. It's the same show at 5, 6, and 7, and we don't know what's on at 8. I think they just turn it off at 8 o'clock. The station goes dead air for an hour. Gosh. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Yeah.
That Gordon Deal is a 1 hour news show. Not talk, it's news.
Oh, it's news.
Right.
But it is it this it's and it's the same show
it's
basically?
It's the same, yeah, for 4 hours. It is from 8 to 9 also.
Gosh.
You know, about like your news broadcast, Scott.
Well, I mean, but is it just a straight hour of the same thing?
They cover, you know, a little bit of all kind of news. They got, they got reporters from the Wall Street Journal and different news organizations.
Do you know where it's based out of?
I think it's based out of New York.
Okay.
So it isn't politically motivated.
No, it's not. No political.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Not at all.
We play the same news report all day for 3 minutes, but is his whole show, like the hour, is that just completely replayed?
The exact same, right.
Wow.
Right.
That's worse than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's on, he's also on then Saturday morning at 5 o'clock, but it's a sort of a compilation of the highlights of the week, you know, so it's nothing new, it's just they put it together.
So if you didn't catch it the first 16 times, you got Saturday morning to catch
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Boy, that's a... So the garden show's not on Saturday morning anymore?
It is. Well, see, this is at 5 to 6.
Oh,
I
he's...
Think
okay.
The garden show comes on at 6.
Oh, so
I
who...
Believe.
That's a good show. That garden... That guy's in Ohio.
Ron Wilson,
he's
yeah.
up in
Ron
Cleveland.
Ron Wilson, and then the other guy that comes
Cincinnati.
On at 9, the house... You know, the repair.
Ask the handyman.
Yeah.
You're all good. Well, hey, that's good information. I had no idea that it was just the same hour repeated over and over. Well,
and also, on WZMO, I think they have a couple half hours or something of old-time radio every day.
Steve Cannon.
Yeah, Steve Cannon. I've heard Steve Cannon on there does the afternoon,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he's like 2:05 to 2:30, and then they do a replay then in the evening during the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay.
You know, old Dragnet or Lone Ranger or whatever.
And typical Steve Cannon, he always chimes in with a lot of neat information about, you know, something about the show or something like that. He adds something to it other than just replaying the Lone Ranger or whatever happens to be that day.
But you're right,
good idea.
Yeah, so, Steve's on 2:05 to 2:30, and then I think it's 10:05 till 10:30 then in the evening. So you're right.
Perfect. Well, hey, thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
You know, and now if somebody from the Blues Station would call, we give their schedule as well. we've done WMRNs, we've done WZMOs. Maybe sometime we'll give our schedule. I don't know. Maybe. Mike, because Mike Wilson's here.
What would you have done the last 2 hours if I hadn't stopped in with the pancakes?
I would have repeated what I had done this morning, word for word, for 4 hours, because that's how you do radio now, Jeff. You don't know that's how you do it now. Gordon Deal. Mike Wilson.
Yes.
He's on this station every Monday from 5 until 6. Will you be on Memorial Day?
Well, we're going to play a Mike Wilson classic.
Now, which one is it?
I don't know. Whichever one you choose.
You know, I'll tell you, I was thinking last night about this. My two favorites, just for purposes, you know what they are. It's President Harding and U.S. Grant. Those were good shows. Did you hear the President Harding one, Jeff?
I did not.
Oh, man. This was so good because he did it, Mike did it. First of all, the Harding impersonator's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
He's coming back soon, by the way.
Oh, I hope so. But he did it, there was no guys that he was not, it wasn't, you know, here's Bob Smith as President Harding. It was President Harding's my guest. And it was that way all throughout the show. And it was tremendous because the guy improv'd. He didn't have the questions, did he?
Oh, no.
It was great.
He knows Harding front and back, knows him well.
Very fascinating. So maybe we'll replay that one Monday.
Oh, sure.
Is that one you want to replay? What's your show, Mike? Tell me what you want to replay.
Surprise me. No, actually, I think that'd be a good one to replay.
We'll replay that one on Memorial Day.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Maybe U.S. Grant would be better for Memorial Day, but the Harding one's good. We'll do the Harding one. That's more Marion-oriented, since we're in the bicentennial, but you wouldn't know because of the COVID thing. That's another thing that got discontinued.
I gave Randy Wendland a call a
couple weeks ago, because I hadn't talked to Randy, and of course he had so many things that he had on the plate, and I knew Randy from Lions Club and so forth. And I just called to see how things were going with him, and we talked a little bit about it. And obviously, he was disappointed. He said, "You know, in the bigger scheme of things, you know, this is minor compared to people losing their jobs and not having any idea where their next meal's going to come from." But obviously, you know, he was disappointed that he did a lot of work, and of course, you know, all of that has kind of gone by the wayside. I don't know, you know, next year, are they going to bring a lot of those things back? You know, we'll have to wait and see. Who knows what a year from now is going to bring?
Well, I'm just fascinated, though, by this whole Gordon Deal thing. Because, Mike, you were at MRN during...
Yes, I was.
Now we call that the glory years. Live programming. I mean, can you imagine that any... And it's not... First of all, it's not their decision, I'm sure. I'm sure this is a corporate decision that was made, so not on anybody who's still there.
No.
We're not making fun of that. But how in the world do you play this... I mean, we do repeats here. No doubt about it. But how do you repeat the same hour 4 times in a row every morning of the week? How in the world do you do that, Mike?
Oh, I mean,
what is that?
I don't know. And he doesn't even have guests like Phyllis Diller?
No, he's talking the Mercantile Exchange. We don't have time for that. That's weird, Jeff.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, though.
I didn't, no.
We don't get up and listen to that.
No, huh?
No. Well, I'm glad we can be here at 8 o'clock.
I missed The Price is Right today.
Did you? I'm sorry to hear this. Aren't they in repeats?
They are, but because they still have the studio audiences.
Yeah.
But if you didn't see them the first time, I mean, because I didn't watch The Price is Right for a lot of years.
Pretty soon they'll have to bring back the Bob Barker episodes. eventually you'll run out of things to repeat. What impact do you think, Mike, this is going to have on Hollywood? Because sporting, we know, there's just not going to be sports. But movies aren't being made.
Are you going to have an Academy Award ceremony next year? Golden Globe? Tonys? I mean, Broadway shut down? I don't think Broadway will ever fully recover.
Oh, no, they were in not the greatest shape at this point. But, I mean, what are we going to be watching on television in the fall? They had some stuff canned because television's usually 2 or 3 months ahead, but that's over now. So what do you do?
Go to repeats, go to, now, like the Grand Ole Opry, have you seen the last couple months
Circle?
That they're doing there?
Yes,
Circle.
Yeah, I watched the Circle Channel, yes.
They're singing to an empty auditorium. Bobby Bones, who's on another station here in town, is the host. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that, maybe.
Well, he hosts the Grand Ole Opry?
Yes, he does.
Now, is Bobby Bones on...
Buckeye Country.
Right. Well, yeah, I know that. But, I mean, the Grand Ole Opry that's broadcast on Saturday night where they play to the empty room now, used to play to a full room, the radio station, KSM, is it?
In Nashville?
Yeah.
WSM, I think.
WSM.
Yes, it, yes.
So is Bobby Bones broadcast on WSM?
I don't know. I presume he does because WSM has a big part in the Circle Network, I think.
That Circle Network I like. It's 10.6.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
It's antenna. Do you have an antenna?
No. Okay, that's
what
why.
Do you watch? Do you have cable?
I'm on the dish.
Yeah. Oh, you're still on the dish.
Yeah.
Okay. You got the money.
Dish, food, Jeff Ruth, they all go together.
They do. It's very interesting, though. Because I wasn't sure I would like that Circle Channel, because Charlie's the one who first brought it up to me, because he's been into antenna for a long time. And I like it. They replay Hee Haw on there.
Yes, they do.
And they do things live from the Grand Ole Opry, and they do documentaries about country music. And I like country music, and it's a fascinating free channel that I think you can only get on the antenna.
Yes, it is. I watch it a lot. So, yes.
Don't they rerun some other old shows?
Not much on that.
They're big into Hee Haw.
Hee Haw over and over.
And over and over. But Hee Haw was on for 29 years, so you can rerun
that's
show
true.
For over and over and over and over. Were you much of a Hee Haw fan, Jeff?
No, really wasn't. I was a Barbie Benton fan. It's understandable. There's a name for the past.
Now that's going way back.
she was on for several years, I think.
Was she?
Yeah.
What about Lulu? Did you like Lulu?
I remember, certainly since you brought her to town, and you know, I knew a lot more about Lulu now than I did a few years ago.
It was a well-rounded show, really, for country music. I mean, you had Roy Clark and Buck Owens and Grandpa Jones and Minnie Pearl.
I think it was kind of the country version of Laugh-In.
I think.
I think that was where it came out of.
But,
wrong?
Well, it lasted longer.
Yes, it did.
It wasn't as risque.
Right, true. It was more family-oriented.
You remember the Smothers Brothers and Laugh-In? Both of those, I mean, they ran some material by the censors that was like, ooh, what? That was interesting.
Well, you know what's interesting is that everybody in broadcasting, and this is true, has this highfalutin attitude that news and weather and all that. But, you know, if you look back in the history of even Marion Radio, WLW in Columbus, they made their money and stayed on the air in the beginning with Midwestern Hayride and MRN. It was the Chuck Wagon Pals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this country is big in the Midwest. It always outdid any other type of music. That's why I've never understood why we only had one station that plays country music in Marion, because I know if you went back in the catalog to like the Hank Williams days and played that music, it would have an audience here.
Well, and a lot of the country music today isn't what I consider.
What they would consider.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Now, there is a station in Bucyrus now that's playing a lot of the classic country.
It's about 15...
And I used to work at that station. I can't think of the...
BCO, isn't it?
Yes, WBCO. Yes.
They're like 1530 or 1540.
They're
up on the AM dial.
But it's interesting to me because there is a whole catalog, the Dolly Parton era, the Reba McEntire era, the Roy Clark era, that music is not played on the current
country station, and I know it would have an audience, but every station wants to be a mixed station. And it's not got the biggest audience. That's always been a weird thing to me, that country music does not get more play. I mean, it's a highfalutin thing. People, you know... Well, what's the big fight that MRN... Some people say it's Marion Radio News, what Marion really needs, Marion without the vowels. Nobody really knows what it was.
Yeah, I had heard when I first came there, was the MRN was Marion Radio News.
Right, but I don't think that's right.
But yeah, and I've heard several others. Like TVN in Columbus, that was supposedly stood for the Voice of News.
Oh, I never knew that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I always thought that MRN was just an abbreviated version of Marion.
Yeah. See, everybody thinks it could be. Nobody really knows what it was. I don't think anybody wrote it down. My guess is it's probably Marion without the vowels. I would, because I don't think they were a big news station when they came on the air in 1940.
Don't know.
Well, I was thinking that this is the 80th year of broadcast in Marion.
Yeah. The very first station I ever worked at, where I got my start, was a station when I was living in Cincinnati. It was actually across the river in Kentucky, WNKR, and that was a brand new station. And those call letters stood for Northern Kentucky Radio, which makes sense.
Maybe to celebrate the 80 years of broadcast in December, they'll replay that Gene Kelly guy like 12 times that day and just really wipe out the schedule.
Gene Kelly?
What's his name?
Gordon Deal.
Gordon Deal. Who cares? I mean, who's listening to that? Well, Mary's listening to that. Mary, let us know what happened on Gordon Deal this morning. But you thought it was a politics show.
I did.
What were you listening to that morning?
Maybe they were interviewing somebody who was running for political. I don't know. But, yeah, I thought it was more of a political commentary show than kind of current events.
Gordon Deal. Does the Egg, are the Egg people still on? Used to be down in Delaware. Oh, you know, he died while I was there, but then they replaced him with somebody else.
Ed Johnson.
Ed Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Had a massive heart attack one morning.
Right. Yep.
And nobody knew he was on every day, down on the farm. What was his, down on the farm? No, that was Bob Evans. What was his line? He had a line. What was his line? He came on every day with that, you know.
He had that kind of that. Hokey music. Hokey music, but yeah.
Like my theme song, Hokey, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
no, that theme song's good. Yeah. No, but he would come on at 5:30.
He had like a regular...
Yeah, but he always had a saying at the beginning. I can't think of it either.
I told you he had a saying.
I can't remember that.
This is Ed Johnson, something on the farm. It had something to do with the farm.
Yeah, I can't...
So memorable, we can't remember it. But then he died... Mm-hmm. Like around 2008, and then they brought on some other guys. Andy Vance, wasn't it?
Well, and then Bart Johnson, who was Ed's son, I think, was involved with it for a little while.
He would have a son-in-law named Bart. Ed Johnson.
But yeah, they had had some different. And as far as they do like a couple of minute. Updates during the day, but not the 15-minute segment that they used to have.
It started with the rooster.
The rooster, yeah.
Yeah, the rooster used to cackle.
Mm-hmm.
What a way. What a thing. But, yeah, what was his saying? That's terrible. Because I heard it a bazillion times, him say it. Something on the farm. This is Ed Johnson.
Can you Google? Because everybody's wondering now.
What does anybody know?
I was going to say, maybe somebody
knows it. Somebody's that smart. What did Ed Johnson used to say? Something about on the farm. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, you forget those people. Like the obituary. Because it used to be Morning Magazine ran until 11:30. Then you'd have the obituaries and Hymn Time and then Ed Johnson. I was like, boy, that was a good time for Ed Johnson, right after Hymn Time and the obits. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I think it was Down on the Farm, wasn't it?
Was it Down on the Farm?
Yeah.
See, I thought Bob Evans was Down on the Farm, but maybe I was right.
Yeah. Because I know sometime Ed would he'd broadcast from his kitchen.
Yeah.
At his home.
And he was down in Delaware on the farm.
Yeah.
And he was very good. He was
just interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And he died very suddenly. I think he'd been on the day before.
It was at a speaking event the night before, whatever. It happened in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
And, came on the next morning, and whoever filled in for him mentioned, of course, that he had passed away.
Yeah.
Maybe it was down on the farm. It could have been.
I think it was.
It could have been.
Yep.
Agri-country.
That was the name of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hey, right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
It might have been down on the farm. I know it was something on the farm. But yeah, he was hokey in that way of broadcasting from my kitchen.
He was very much like Charlie, and I know he and Charlie were very good friends.
Yeah, they were, That was a big staple of radio for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Agriculture. Now that's... I wonder why. Is it the internet? Did the internet kill agriculture on radio?
I think... Mike Ramsey... Well, Charlie for a long time, but Mike Ramsey was there for a while, and he was the farm director when Charlie wasn't there. And we had a 50-minute from like 12, 10 to 1 o'clock... And I still remember the carts that, would play in that hour would probably 2 foot high, just one cart after another. And, that was a well-listened to 45, 50-minute program was the midday farm hour. And now you don't have that.
Do you think maybe it's the lack of farmers?
I think maybe as much as anything is the fact that you can get... you can get the current grain prices, up to the minute. Before, farmers didn't have the access to that.
Well, do you think one day that internet will kill news and weather? Because those have stayed.
Eventually, I think they'll certainly cut down. I mean, you look at newspapers today compared to what they were, even 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
But I'm not sure it has really hurt radio as much as it did television and newspapers. Because radio's not visual.
Right. You can get in your car and you can listen for 10 minutes.
Right.
On your way home or whatever. You don't physically have to sit down and watch television.
Right. And internet is visual.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to read it or see it. You can't. I mean, you can do the apps, and those will be there, but it didn't really replace terrestrial radio.
Where is the app store in Marion?
I think it's on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Is it okay?
Right down by Bob Evans, down on the farm. Is that what he said? Well, that's in my brain now. Is that what he used to say?
I was trying to Google it, and I can't find the answer to that question.
God, I can't believe Ed Johnson doesn't have a whole page.
Well, they are taking all of his old shows that are on tape and converting them over to digital, so it'll be available soon. We can get the answer to that by listening, I'm sure.
Didn't he give the grain prices? We're gonna have so that's what we're gonna be listening to is grain prices from 1987.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's what he did, wasn't it?
Probably so.
I'm not trying to be rude about it. Listen, if they're gonna replay Gordon Deal 5 or 6 times, why not dig up Ed Johnson and play him again? Gee whiz.
Well, not literally dig him up.
I think that's fine. I mean, maybe Steve Cannon can play some old Ed Johnsons over there. It'll be great. We'll all be entertained.
Is Mike off today?
Mike took the last half of the day off from his regular job.
Okay.
So yes.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you came in.
What would you have done the last 2.5 hours if I hadn't stopped in?
We would have done Family Feud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. We like having you in.
But I like Family Feud.
You're the reason I came in. I heard you. I'm going to go and see Jeff.
Mike would have never been in here. But no, we'll do Family Feud next week. We've got time to fill.
Okay, but you will be taking Monday off.
Yes, Monday will be off.
Okay.
So we're going to replay this hour 4 times at Monday morning. So get ready. Starting at 5 a.m., this is going to repeat 4 times. Tune in. It'll be a real barn burner on Monday morning.
Barn burner, okay.
Real barn burner.
Okay.
Now, I have a question maybe somebody can answer. I haven't eaten yet, by the way. Hong Kong Buffet's door was open over there. Does anybody know if they have reopened?
Oh, we were going to ask about Denny's as well. Is Denny's open? Somebody said Denny's had
that
closed.
We were going to start at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we never got there.
About the restaurant, yeah. So what restaurants maybe? I mentioned El Campesino's. I know they were closed for remodeling. But that's the only one. if help, you know, Denny's, Steve's Dakota, Red Lobster, Ralphie's, you know, any of those restaurants, let us know if they opened yesterday, if you were out yesterday.
What's it like?
Maybe what the distancing was like. How are you getting served? Yeah, are buffets even going to be around?
I don't think so
anymore.
I think buffets are done. 740-383-9944. Any restaurant information you might have, let us know. They opened yesterday, but were a lot of them open? Did anybody go out? I didn't see lines on Mount Vernon Avenue. 740-383-9944. Maybe it's a lot of people didn't go out.
Yeah.
They might not have, and that's why we don't know anything.
And like I know Polaris and Easton and those places, you know, a lot of those were opening up last week. But yet, I'm sure a lot of those, even just because they could open, doesn't mean that a lot of them did open.
Absolutely. Go ahead, caller.
I know Denny's was open this morning when I went.
Okay.
By.
Oh, so Denny's is open. Now what?
And, pardon me?
Oh, did you go in?
No.
Okay.
I was just driving by. But I'll tell you something else, too. They were talking about the Golden Corral. It's going to be open, but they're going to actually serve the food is what I heard.
Right. I had heard that you know, if you went to a place like that, you know, you would tell the wait staff what you wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it won't be any more grabbing food off the steam table.
Yeah.
A whole different world right now. Wait, thanks for the information.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah.
So any more information, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944.
I like a lot of black olives on my salad. So if I go to someplace, the wait person's going to come over. I'm going to say, you know, bring me the salad, but bring me a lot of black olives. And they're going to come back, and they're probably not going to have as many black olives as I would like.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott?
Yes.
I was out doing some shopping yesterday, and I know the Bob Evans, they had quite a few cars and people going in. And then Perkins, they had probably about 10 cars, but I'm not saying they might not have been working, but they was. Quite a few there that was going in, and you could see them sitting, you know, in some places by the window eating.
Did you see any lines through any of these places?
No, but just like the cars there, but the lines, I hadn't seen anything on them. But like I say, there wasn't that many at Perkins, but they was more at Bob Evans.
So we know at this point Perkins, Bob Evans, and Denny's are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Come by Applebee's, but I didn't see no activity there at all. So,
Yeah, that might be a little.
Or Ralphie's or anything like that. I didn't see any activity at all on them.
Well, hey, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to mention another thing, like last Friday night when they opened up the patios.
Right.
I went by okay, and that thing was so packed. I mean, people shoulder to shoulder, wall to wall, and that definitely wasn't the way things was explained to be, but. And then Saturday evening, they had it more at tables, but they were still kind of crammed, like, you know, against each other.
Well, it's my understanding, according to Tyler this week, Tyler Pigman, that because this is a state order, that they will cite you, the health department will cite you once, and then it goes right to the prosecutor. And that would not have happened before. So hopefully all places are not doing that, because I don't think you want to end up before the county prosecutor. So
I wondered about that place, because you know it really gets bad in there anyways, even cycle nights and stuff when they used to have on the nights and stuff. I said, you know, you better get around there, and they had put a canopy over top of it, and then, but I couldn't believe Friday night we was coming back through, and I thought, my goodness, you know, it was terrible standing in there. And I know dang well they wasn't going by the rules.
Yeah.
Well, we hope maybe this weekend they are, and everything will be hunky-dory.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because I know they say they're supposed to be sitting and, you know, no standing, setting tables, so we'll have to see where it goes.
Well, we'll hope for the best.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I was watching one of the Columbus stations last weekend, and the one bar there that was cited, and, you know, I think probably most of us have seen the pictures, were just, you know, literally, you know, right next to each other. And they opened Friday, Saturday, then they closed on their own on Sunday, and they did an interview with the owner. And the owner was saying that, you know, the rules, they're it's hard for a lot of people to know what he said, you know, I'm trying to do everything right. But if somebody, you know, because you're not supposed to stand up if you have a drink. But, you know, if somebody is sitting at a table and they see somebody at a couple tables over and they want to go over and say hi, you know, are you allowed to go up and go over and for 10 seconds? Can you say it? You know, it just, there's just so much out there that, again, nobody has ever dealt with before.
Well, I don't know how you deal with it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I think in restaurants it might be a little easier because they, I would imagine they have designated people seating you. But a bar would be much more difficult because bars tend to be smaller and bars tend to be mingling type of places.
And, you know, say you have 10 stools at the bar. Is it, you know, every other bar stool is empty? Probably so. Probably couldn't have people sitting right next to each other.
Well, in a place, I mean, just because it's an iconic Marion landmark like the OK, which the caller mentioned, if you've got to set people 6 feet apart, we've all been in there. It's not a big place. How many people could you fit in there 6 feet apart?
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's got to be tough on those restaurant bar owners at this particular juncture. But we know that Denny's is open now. We know that Bob Evans is open. And we know that Perkins apparently is open. So I guess you can give them a try if you want to. Would you go out during this, Mike, and eat?
I would have no problem going out to eat.
But some people are...
One thing that bothers me is the big box stores. They don't seem to be enforcing any of the laws with them. Get all kinds of people in there, but the small businesses, they're the ones they seem to be targeting. That seems to be a concern.
You mean like...
Walmart.
Well... I think the reason, now I'm not defending the box stores, but I think the reason for this is, because somebody else brought this up, I think the reason is that if you sell groceries, they were not going to shut you down, because there was a lot of panic in the beginning that the grocery stores were going to be shut down, and it caused people to buy all the toilet paper in the world and buy all the meat, so they knew they were always going to leave the grocery stores open. Well, you can't sanction a grocery store. And they've tried. You know, they've said, well, you can have half the population of what your store is able to have. And, you know, they put those in place. But I don't think you can sanction those like a restaurant, because a restaurant is not a necessity. A grocery store, I think, became a necessity in this time. I think that's the difference. What do you think, Jeff?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's my fear. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, where, if you shut the grocery stores down, how would you eat?
Yeah. No, I agree. I have not been to Walmart since in the last couple months. Basically, I do my grocery shopping at Kroger's. I've limited the times I go to Kroger's, and I get more than I used to. But that's really about the only place I've been to. I certainly don't do any home remodeling projects, so I haven't been to Menards or Lowe's or any place like that. So my getting out in the last couple months has really been limited about Kroger's, and that's really about it.
Well, we had a big debate the other day on this station about if they had left the restaurants open, which is what people are angry about now. They've lost their money and so on and so forth. And it's true. If they had left them open, if it's free will, would people have stayed home? Because that's the theory. You know, Dr. Acton and the governor are saying, if you go in, you're going to contract something horrible. Don't do it. Now, if you left that up to the bars and restaurants, would people have stayed home? No.
Some, I think a lot would have, but I think there's a lot that are under the premise, you know, if I get in my car and go home this afternoon, somebody could run a red light and... You know, that could be the end of it. I think a lot of people say, you know, let me live my life, and, you know, if I catch it, so be it.
But was that the right answer? Because it's got so many people ticked off and in financial trouble.
I think at the beginning, I think a lot of people were in agreement, but I think a lot of people are upset it's gone on this long.
Yeah, but here's the question off that, and then you can come in, Mike, is the reason it didn't turn into something awful because we did that?
it's one of those we'll never know, but exactly. I certainly think that helped.
Well, I think we're going to know soon because we don't have a vaccine. We don't have any better way to treat it than we did before. So if the cases go up and there are more people at Marion General, we're going to know that it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike?
I was just going to, because of a lot of this, there are protesters downtown right now. With,
oh, really?
Yes, with signs saying freedom, not tyranny, and things like that. I don't know if you've
been
here.
Most,
they seem to be on two or three on every block down through Center Street at the moment.
Oh. I didn't see, when I came in at 10 o'clock, I didn't see anything.
Really?
Yes.
So they're protesting what?
The restrictions that the governor and Dr. Atkin have put on folks that, you know, it's time to open things up.
Are Dr. Atkin and the governor coming through Marion anytime soon to see these people?
Are they doing a news conference today?
You know, I don't know.
I think that they're not today. I think they took the day off from the Mike and
Holiday Amy. Weekend.
The Mike and Amy show took a day off, I think.
Well, because since they're not going to be on this weekend, and they, I'm sure, won't be on Monday, so they've gone 5 days then between updates?
There's also a protest being organized, peaceful protest, of people to meet on the at the governor's mansion, and I forget the date of it. I had it up here a little bit ago.
See, I did a little that's fine. You know, the governor doesn't live at the mansion, though, does he?
That's what I was wondering.
He's in and out.
But he won't be in that particular time. I'll stay out that day. But I don't understand the Dr. Atkin protest. Because she has to, first of all, she comes into these press conferences. The governor knows darn well what she's going to say, and he's rubber stamped her, and the Senate has now protected her. The Senate voted down to limit her powers.
Overwhelmingly.
So why are you going to her house protesting her? She's doing her job.
I think that's wrong, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to the governor's mansion. That's fine. That's what it, and you can go, if you want to go to the senator's, she's not an elected official. She's doing her job. And you can protest her all day long. She can't change anything. If the governor wanted to limit her right now, he could limit her. The governor signs off on these things. She doesn't.
Yeah, and the governor has said that, you know, the buck stops here. And if you want to, he said, I'm, you know, he's been sued, what, several times this week. He said, I'm used to that. Not necessarily a cavalier attitude, but he knows the position he's in, and if people want to protest his decisions, that's fine, and that comes with the territory. But yeah, I know he got a little defensive when, you know, the protesters showed up at Atkin's house.
Well, she's in a neighborhood. It's not the governor's mansion. She's got little kids.
Yeah.
She's got a family. It hampered the people who live in that neighborhood. And why did it turn anti-Semitic? I didn't understand that. What does that have to do with the health of people in Ohio, that it got anti-Semitic?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't understand that either.
You know, this is, you know what? I understand that restaurant and bar owners are having a rough time. And if you want to protest, that's your right under the First Amendment. Just look at the people who are protesting what's going on at the prison right now. But it's not your right to go into somebody's private neighborhood, I don't think. And I think they moved those protesters out, didn't they?
I hadn't heard.
Or moved them to a place. I don't think you can stand on somebody's front lawn and protest like that. And anti-Semitic, really.
It has nothing to do with what's going on.
No. So what? Why did that become the tenor of that whole thing? It's because people, you know, that's, maybe we'll find out here. Maybe this is one of the protesters downtown. Go ahead, caller.
Fran and the governor lived down on the farm, somewhere near Cedarville. They don't live in the mansion, and neither did Kasich. He lived in his house up in Westerville, but there is a mansion on Broad Street. Also, yesterday, there, because the Hocking Hills horse trails weren't open, there were like six horses in front of the McKinley statue by the State House on the High Street side. There were like six horses on the sidewalk.
Wow.
I can't imagine the mess they left.
Wow.
Haven't seen that.
No, does DeWine ever stop by the governor's mansion?
I don't know if any, they may have ceremonial things there, but I doubt that, I know they don't live there.
Wonder if somebody told the protesters that.
You think they would care?
I guess not anymore. It's very strange. That's interesting.
I mean, if we have protesters downtown, like you said, unless Fran and the governor are coming through. So as long as they remember their Trump signs, I don't think they care.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. If anybody, we got a minute left here. 740-383-9944. Time blows right by. Now, don't forget, the Mike Wilson Show will be on Monday, but it'll be an encore presentation of his interview with President Harding. That's very good, from 2019, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when we taped that. And Jeff Ruth is now on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:05 a.m. to and at 3:05 p.m. on WZMO 104.7 FM, 10 to 15 minute interviews, so make sure you tune those in. And you can catch Gordon Deal on WMRN 7 or 8 times in the morning.
And you're going to be on tonight, right?
And I'll be on tonight, 8 to 10, with Bailey Hunt here on WWGH Radio. And that's not a repeat. That's a live show right here. So, you know, what's the end result today, Jeff? What have we learned about life and whatever we've done? Are you going out to the cemeteries this weekend, and are people doing that?
I don't know. My dad's buried in Mansfield, and I did go over to my mother's for Mother's Day, and I probably will go over next weekend, but not planning to go over this weekend. But I would think people would still go to the cemeteries.
But the services, like Charlie did Caledonia's for years, yeah. Is that happening?
No, I don't. Probably not. Probably.
Most of them in Morrow County are
canceled.
Yes, including the big parade in Mount Gilead and so on.
Well, I understand the parade because that, but the things that happened in the cemeteries, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you can get together to protest, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe the horses will come and protest.
Maybe
also.
The horses.
I'm just picturing them with their picket signs.
It'll be interesting because we're leaving here shortly. It'll be interesting to see how many people are actually out and you know at what locations downtown.
And it is Friday, and it is a long weekend, and the restaurants are open. So what's going on? We don't know. I guess we'll find out. More programming coming up here, and I'll be back 8 to 10 tonight. And if I see any protesters or anything, and I'm going to try to go out and eat tonight, so I'll give you a report on that tonight. 8 to 10, we thank Jeff Ruth and Mike Wilson. Jeff, for 3 hours.
I enjoyed it. Thank
you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And be back tonight, 8 to 10. Stay tuned. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.